Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Klal Samaches Siman Chaf Aleph. We're talking about the concept of Malam Hakadosh Ben Meridin. We gave some examples of the applications of Malam Hakadosh we find in Shas. And continuing in that vein, the Gemara in Shabbos explains Beis Hillel's opinion that in Chanukah, where Moshe V'Harlech, we add a new ner each night, as opposed to Beis Shammai, which says that the Mahadrin mean a Mahadrin. Start with eight and go down to one, like you find by the Pariachag, by the animals, the bulls which were brought on Sukkot. The first day there were 13, the next day there were 12. They went down. Basil says that disagrees and says that on Chanukah we don't go down, we go up. The first day you light one there, the second day you light two, the third day you light three. And the Morris explains why does Beis Hillel say that you go up? Because Malam Kurdish and Meridin, you're supposed to go up in Kurdish. Now, in that example, again, there's not more Kedusha because you have more Neiris. It's the Morris using borrowing the concept of Malam Kurdish. We see that the correct approach of towards Torah concepts is to keep adding more as opposed to taking away. Or at least don't take away. The Gemara in Megillah talks about on Monday and Thursday when we have three aliyahs, we need 10 psukim. The Gemara says you need three aliyahs and 9 psukim. That's very easy. Each oila gets at least 3 psukim, and that's the halacha. An oila has to read at least 3 psukim. So each oila reads at least 3 psukim. Sometimes you have to do more because of the placement of the parshiyos, the peis and the samachs. Those which are pesuch and those which are sasum, but in general, the arla has to lead at least 2 psukim. But you have to read a total of 10 psukim, and the world is out based on remosim from psukim. And each arla has to read 3 psukim, but you have to read a total of 10 psukim. The verse says, how do you divide this division of the three people into 10 psukim? So obviously, the number is going to be 3, 3, and 4. Two of the Arlim will get 3 psukim, and one of the Arlim will get 4 psukim. The Gemara says that if we have the first Arlim reading the 4 psukim and the next two reading 3, we have a source for that. Sometimes we give a chashivas to the beginning. But the Gemara says the idea that maybe it's better to have the last person read 4, so the first Arlim reads 3, the second Arlim reads 3, and the third Arlim reads 4 psukim, because Malam Bekurdish. So there's not more Kedusha, you're not adding more Kedusha into the mitzvah. You're being moisiv in the mitzvah, similar to the idea of adding more neiros. So those are some examples of Malam HaKadosh, which are not the actual idea of that you're adding or subtracting from Kedusha. It's more similar to the idea we mentioned by the Lechem Aponim, that we try and treat the mitzvah with greater respect. On the other hand, that's not even the mitzvah. This is actually part of the mitzvah itself. The mitzvah itself should be done with some element of hoisafa along the way. The Gemara in Brachos brings down a halacha, and which is codified in halacha. A person is given a position of authority over the community, a sarara. We can't take him down. The nasi is appointed to a position. So Malam HaKadosh Ben Meridin, you can't take him away from him unless there's going to be some type of a valid specific complaint against the individual which would justify the person's removal from office. But otherwise, we have a concept, a person is given a power of Sarara, and the Tiber, a person would be the Rosh HaKahal or Nasi, something of that sort. Person's a Dayan, you can't just decide arbitrarily to remove him because Malam HaKadosh Ben Meridin. Once you've taken him up in Kedusha, you can't take that concept away from him. So there is the question whether the person would be losing all of the person's power and authority. But we said that we don't do that. So we have, in the Sefer Shomer Mitzvah, he suggests that he sees 5 different areas of Malam HaKadosh. One of them is where the individual is given a certain status. We do not want to remove that status from the person. We saw the example of the Kohen Gadol, example of the Nasi. regards to the way we do a mitzvah. Number two, we add more neiris as opposed to less neiris. Number three is the concept of hechsher mitzvah. We do the mitzvah, the preparation for the mitzvah, or the process of the outside elements of the mitzvah should be done with greater cover along the way. Number four is the item itself, which has a kedusha. You can be moisiv kedusha on the item, but you can't remove kedusha. The tefillin shel yad going to tefillin shel rosh, and vice versa. And the last one, which we'll talk about more in the next year, is the concept of when a person has items of kedusha, can they sell them to use the money for greater items of kedusha or lesser items of kedusha? So we're not being mala the item itself. The item itself is going to remain the same. A person is selling a sefer Torah. He wants to buy something else with the money that he used to sell. They received from selling the sefer Torah. A person is selling tefillin. He wants to use the money to do something with that money. What can he do with that money? So the item itself is not going up or down in kedusha. It's the money that you're receiving. What can you use it for? It was the money for tefillin, and now can you use it for what? Can you use it for? Can you use it for its mezuzahs instead? Is that considered going up or going down? So those are the five different applications. Based on this last one, we'll talk about more in the upcoming shiurim, because that's the point that the Chayyim does spend time discussing. Have a good day.